My name is Richard, and I'm a masturbator. This is Podcasturbation, recorded December 22nd, 2006. In point of fact, I'm more than a masturbator. I'm an addicted masturbator. I suffer from intense, extreme, chronic masturbation addiction. And I thought I wanted to tell you a little about that. I'm masturbating right now, and I really shouldn't be. I should be doing some work, but as soon as I got what I think is about an hour alone to myself, I just couldn't help pulling my penis out and starting to play with it. I masturbate in a lot of different ways, at different times, and different places. Right now, one of my favorite ways is I'm sitting in front of my computer, and I'm not naked. I have a shirt and my underwear on, and my penis and testicles are hanging out of the fly of my underwear, and I've got some lubrication on my penis. It's my hand, my left hand. That leaves my right hand free to operate the audio recorder and the computer. On the computer I have my favorite big breast pictures all lined up in a slideshow, and these women are flashing one after the other, looking at me with their big breasts bared and their eyes looking straight at me as I masturbate for them. I wanted to say something about the degrees of masturbation, because masturbation means a lot of different things to different people. I think in some sense every male is a masturbator. I'm sure over 99% of all males have masturbated at one time or another during their lives. And for some, masturbation is strictly a substitute. They would rather, in all cases, have sexual intercourse with a partner, either male or female. And masturbation is simply what they do when they are without a partner. The next category I'll call recreational masturbators. These are men who masturbate more or less regularly throughout their lives, whether or not they have access to a sexual partner. And they enjoy masturbation as an alternative, an element of variety in their sex lives. And they do very well balancing their sexual partner's interests with their own masturbation. Their frequency might vary quite a bit. It might be fairly infrequent, or it might be as much as once a day, but they balance their interest in masturbation with their interest in their sexual partner, and they don't seem to be competing. Next, we descend to the level of what might be called the habitual masturbator or the chronic masturbator. I think those terms are essentially interchangeable. Most people these days use the word chronic masturbator. In Victorian times, it was often called habitual masturbator. The chronic masturbator is a male who masturbates frequently and regularly, and for whom masturbation becomes a major, perhaps the primary, perhaps even the exclusive form of sexual expression. The chronic masturbator is likely to go beyond just mere physical pleasure and develop a large fetishistic interest in certain types of pornography, and to engage in advanced or sophisticated masturbation practices with sex devices, and perhaps or almost certainly long marathon masturbation sessions, edging for hours on end, close to orgasm. A chronic masturbator is likely to prefer masturbation alone rather than sex with a partner. And often he will limit, curtail social interactions with friends and families in order to spend more time alone masturbating. If you're listening to this audio recording now, I'd say there's a good chance that you are a chronic masturbator because you're seeking out masturbation-related material and trying to learn about how other masturbators feel and what they do. And masturbation has become quite a major part of your life. It has for me, that's certainly true. And now I'll come to what I would call the final stage or the lowest stage of masturbation. And that's the masturbation addiction. That goes beyond chronic masturbation. Severe chronic masturbation addiction involves behavioral changes that typically appear in other addictive behaviors. So in my classification, a masturbator goes beyond the chronic stage to the addiction stage when masturbation is no longer a voluntary choice, but it merely a preference, a lifestyle, but it becomes really quite an irresistible urge, a compelling need, an overpowering impulse, that when you feel the need and you have the opportunity, you just can't say no, regardless of what else you should be doing or could be doing. You just have to masturbate as much as you possibly can. An addicted masturbator, when you become addicted to masturbation, you're no longer masturbating merely out of pleasure or out of choice. Although you do feel pleasure, you feel more pleasure than ever. The intensity of pleasure of being a constant, chronic, addicted masturbator is really quite indescribable. But it's no longer just about pleasure. It's about need. Knowing that you need it, that you can't stop. It's such a feeling of helplessness, this power, this force that's in you. And you can't say no, you can't stop. And you know that you are a total slave to the pleasure, to the feelings, the sensation of masturbation. As you become increasingly addicted to masturbation, it becomes more and more important, a higher priority in your life. You begin to put other things aside, even things that you should be doing and either are important to you financially or in some other responsible way, or things that you would enjoy doing if only you could, but you put them aside because you want to masturbate. You masturbate as much, you spend as much time masturbating as you can, and when you're not masturbating, when you're not able to masturbate for some reason, you have to be somewhere else, you find yourself thinking about masturbating. When is the next time you'll be able to masturbate? How will you do it? What will you think about while you're doing it? How much fun it was last time you masturbated? Masturbation is always either ongoing with your penis in your hand, or it's in your mind and you're mentally masturbating even when you're driving a car or going out somewhere. The time you're not actually masturbating, you might find yourself surfing for pornography that fits your masturbation fantasies and will fuel your masturbation sessions. I think every masturbator is addicted to pornography, and probably almost vice versa. There might be a few porn addicts who are addicted to partner sex of one kind or another, but I think almost all porn addicts are also masturbation addicts. What else can you do almost any hour of the day or night all by yourself without anybody else having to give you permission or be involved. That can give so much pleasure, intense pleasure. Oh God, I'm masturbating right now, looking at these girls, looking at me. Oh, these big breasted girls. Some are partly clothed with their breasts bare. Some are completely nude. Some of them are spreading their legs, showing me their pussies and taunting me that as a masturbator, I'll never get to fuck real girls like them. And I know it. All I can do, all I really want to do, is just sit here and jerk off, jerk my penis. And they know it, and I know it. So yes, I'll have to say, at this point in my life, I am a severely, chronically addicted masturbator. How does that make me feel? Well, obviously, I enjoy the physical pleasures of masturbating, of the act of masturbation, and also all of the erotic arousal I feel thinking about it and looking for pornography and so forth. Those are the obvious pleasures. But I think many of us who become chronically addicted find that there's a surprising additional pleasure that we wouldn't expect, and that is we become addicted to the addiction itself. I know that doesn't seem to make sense, and I don't think it will make sense or possibly be understood by anyone who is not at least a chronic masturbator, if not an addicted masturbator. I think you really have to become addicted to know what I'm talking about. And if you are chronically addicted, seriously addicted to masturbation, then I think you probably do know what I'm talking about. The knowledge that you have become an addicted masturbator, that you are completely enslaved, captured, dominated by this habit, this act that most people would consider very weird best, and probably most people would consider very degrading and humiliating. The fact that you've allowed yourself, or that you've become, however it happened, that you've become addicted to masturbation is, in a funny way, exciting. It makes you think about what you are, what you've become, and how you feel when you do it, and that makes you want to do it. So as you become addicted, and if you're honest enough with yourself to admit that you're addicted to masturbation, that knowledge, that consciousness of your addiction becomes an erotic excitement in itself. The addiction becomes an addiction. You're excited when you tell someone that you're an addicted masturbator, when you think of yourself as being enslaved to masturbation addiction. And you want to say those words over and over again. Masturbate, masturbation. I'm a masturbator. I'm a chronic masturbator. I'm a chronically addicted masturbator. Some masturbators might have other favorite words they like to use. I like to call myself a jerk-off because, at least in American slang, jerk-off is a pretty big insult. It's saying somebody is an ineffectual, wimpy, useless person. And that's how I feel when I think of myself as a chronically addicted masturbator. I'm not really a man anymore. I'm just a masturbator because this is all I can do is just masturbate my penis, jerk off my penis, and it makes me feel like a total jerk off. Other guys like the term wanker. That's more of a British term, and I think it's approximately the same in its social connotation as jerk off. You call somebody a wanker, you pretty well have summed them up. So that's what we've become. We've become jerk offs, wankers, chronic masturbators. And part of the pleasure I get out of thinking about that is I know that I've allowed myself to turn into this. I could have at any point said, nope, this isn't good. I need to find a more wholesome sexual expression. I need to find things that are not sexual to occupy my time. I could have done that. I could have said no. But it's such a slippery slope. And the more you do it, the more you want to do it. And that's what addiction is all about, isn't it? It's all about wanting to do the thing until you're no longer able to say no. Even if you want to say no, it's too late. Now you have to masturbate. You have to masturbate. You have to masturbate. And in my case, and I think in a lot of other masturbation addicts, addicted masturbators situations, we have this thing which is a private act, but we also want to share it. We want others to know how we feel and how we are so helplessly compelled to play with our penises, to arouse ourselves to the point of orgasm all by ourselves over and over and over again. We want people to know this very private secret thing about us. Of course, we want other masturbators to know because we understand each other and we can enjoy the sympathy of common experience. We also want non-masturbators to know about us so that we can see their reaction, enjoy their reaction to us, whether it's one of interest, curiosity, amusement, ridicule, scorn, disgust, whatever. We want people to know that we're masturbators. That's why I make these audios. I can imagine you, the listener, you might be a sexologist or a pornography addiction specialist who's listening, making notes, analyzing, trying to find ways to improve your clinical skills in treating, curing addicted masturbators. But I think most of you listening at this very moment, if you're listening to me, I know what you are. And you know what I am. We're both addicted masturbators. I want you to say that right out loud with me. Say, I'm an addicted masturbator. I'm a masturbator, a chronic masturbator, a chronically addicted masturbator. If you are, you probably already have your own little chant that you like to say when you get into that highly aroused, pre-orgasmic, pre-ejaculatory arousal. And that's okay. You use your own chant. Chant to your penis, whatever you like to call your penis. Oh, my little penis, my little dicky. Oh, dick, 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 dick. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you can hear me starting to get pretty silly at this point. When I get goony, I'm getting close to ejaculation. And I am right now. My penis feels really good. Oh, God, my penis feels so good. And I'm looking at those girls, and those girls are looking at me, watching me jack my little penis, jerk my little penis for them, wiggle my little dicky. I'm wiggling my wee-wee for them. And they're smiling, and they're giggling, and they're telling me what a jerk-off I am. Oh, yes, I'm a jerk-off. I admit it. I'm a jerk-off. Oh, I need to get my towel ready because I'm going to make a mess. It's going to go all over my lap. Oh, I'm going to try to catch it in my towel so I don't have any mess to clean up. Oh, jerk, jerk, jerk. Oh, I'm a dicky. I'm a little dicky boy. Jerk, jerk, jerk. Oh, I feel so goody. I'm so close to ejaculating right now. Uh-oh, there went a few drops. It was sort of a pre-ejaculation. I'm still hovering right on the edge. Oh, God, it's starting. Oh, God, I'm starting to jerk off. I'm starting to ejaculate. Oh, squirt, 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 squirt. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Mm. Oh, God. Oh, it felt good. I hope this has been enjoyable for you as it has been for me. Now I'm going to clean myself up and try to edit this so I can post it on the website. And I'll be doing more of these podcasturbations in the future, because it is just so enjoyable. Bye for now.